Okay, so like, ready for another deep dive?
Always up for a deep dive.
Yeah, me too. This week it's, well, it's a place. It's a restaurant, actually.
Oh, cool. Like a specific one or?
Yeah, it's called the Fish House Restaurant and Seafood Market.
Fish House. Okay, I feel like I've heard that name before.
Maybe, yeah. It's down the Florida Keys. Key Largo, to be exact.
Ah, the Keys. Okay, starting to ring a bell. Known for their seafood,
Big
right?
time, right?
Yeah.
So picture this. You're down in the Keys, you're craving some like super fresh seafood.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're not going for a burger down there, are you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So where would you go?
Probably somewhere the locals recommend, right? Some kind of hidden gem.
Bingo. That's where the fish house comes in.
Okay. So this place must be pretty good if it's a local favorite.
Well, they've been around for over 30 years, so they're doing something right. Opened back in 1987.
Wow. 87. Hold on, that's the same year the Contra Republic was declared, isn't
Yeah,
it?
you got it. Same year.
Huh. I wonder if that like played a role in their success. You know, all the attention the Keys were getting back then.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, think about it. The Keys were kind of like the Wild West back then. Or at least that's what one of the owners, Doug Prue, said.
Wild West, the Keys.
Well, yeah. I mean, not literally, but he said they used to be able to play touch football games on US 1, the main highway.
No way, seriously. Like in the middle of the road.
Yeah, because there were hardly any cars back then.
Wow. It's hard to imagine that now with how busy it is down there. But hey, good for the fish house for surviving all that and still being so popular.
Totally, right. And part of that is definitely their commitment to fresh seafood, which they really emphasize.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, their slogan is "From our fishermen to you," and they really live up to it.
I like that. It's catchy. But what does it actually mean in practice?
They get like 3,000 to 4,000 pounds of fresh seafood delivered every single day.
Whoa, every day. That's a lot of fish.
Right. And it's all brought in by local fishermen, all caught locally.
Okay, so that's a pretty serious commitment to local sourcing. What kind of seafood are we talking about here?
Well, all the good stuff. You got your yellowtail snapper, mahi-mahi, grouper.
The classics, nice.
Yep. And even Florida lobster and stone crab, too.
Whoa, fancy. So all this fresh seafood, what do they do with it?
Well, this is the cool part. Get this. They fillet everything right there on site.
On-site filleting. Interesting.
Yeah, so you're guaranteed to get the absolute freshest fish possible.
Makes sense. I mean, less handling, less time between the boat and your plate, right?
Exactly. It's got to make difference in the taste, right? What do
Yeah.
you think?
Oh, absolutely. Think about it like a tomato,
A
right?
tomato.
Yeah. Like
Yeah.
the picking up ripe tomato from your garden versus getting one from the supermarket that's been sitting on a shelf for who knows how long.
I see what you're saying. The fresher, the better.
Exactly. Okay, so we've got all this fresh, delicious seafood. Let's get to the good part. What kind of dishes do they have at the fish house?
Well, where to even begin?
Maybe start with like the must-tries, the dishes that everyone raves about.
Good call. Their homemade chowder is supposed to be like legendary. And their smoked fish dip is amazing too.
Chowder and smoked fish dip. Now we're talking. That's classic seafood shack fare right there.
Exactly. But they also have these things called today's catch specialty preparations. So you get like whatever the freshest catch of the day is, and they prepare it in all these different like special ways.
Ooh, that sounds fancy. So it changes every day depending on what they catch.
Yep, super fresh, super unique. And then there's this one preparation, the make-come style.
Make-come style. I've got to admit, I'm not familiar with that. What is it?
Me neither, but it sounds pretty amazing. It's like this award-winning dish. It's made with tomatoes, shallots, basil, capers.
Hold on. Tomatoes, shallots, basil, capers. Okay, so it's like a Mediterranean vibe.
Yeah, kind of. And they add a little olive oil and lemon and then bake it all together.
Interesting. It sounds delicious, but I do wonder if some people might find it a bit, heavy. Yeah, like all those ingredients, the baking. Do you think it might take away from the natural flavors of the fresh fish?
Huh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what you're looking for. Some people like those bolder flavors, and some people prefer something simpler.
Right. It's all about personal preference, I guess. So what about people who like aren't into seafood? Any options for them?
Oh, totally. They've got plenty of other options
Right.
like black Angus steak, baby back ribs.
Okay, some good land-based options there.
Yeah, they even have grilled chicken and pasta dishes too.
Nice. So they really do have something for everyone, not just the seafood fanatics.
Exactly. So if anyone's like totally convinced and wants to check it out.
Yeah, how do they find this place?
All right, so the Fish House is located at 102401 Overseas Highway. That's mile marker 102.4, Oceanside in Key Largo, Florida.
Got it. Mile marker 102.4. What about a phone number or website?
Yep, their phone number is 305-451-4665, and their website is fishhouse.com.
Fishhouse.com. Easy enough. I'm definitely going to check that out later, see what kind of pictures they have of that make-come style dish.
Good idea. So basically, the Fish House is, it's more than just a restaurant. You know, it's like a Key Largo institution. Over 30 years of history, amazing food.
Yeah, and like we talked about, their dedication to local sourcing, fresh ingredients, it really says something about their values, right?
Totally. It makes you think about how their menu probably changes throughout the year. You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Depending on what's in season, what the fishermen are catching, like what can you even get down there in, say, June versus December?
Yeah, that's a great question. Something to ponder. Maybe we need to plan a trip down to the Keys to find out.
I'm in. Research trip, right?
Exactly. For the sake of the podcast, of course. So, to all our listeners out there, if you ever find yourselves in the Keys,
definitely check out the Fish House.
And let us know what you think of that make 'em style. Until next time. Happy eating.
Happy eating.